Federal authorities have charged more than a dozen men with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and overthrow the government. And the feds say that group did some of its planning this summer in Ohio, where extremist groups have been active since at least 1994. The group was apparently angry about pandemic-related shutdowns and restrictions. Mark Bukavich researches extremist groups for the Anti-Defamation League. He says though there are such groups in Ohio, he doesn't think Governor Mike DeWine is in danger for imposing similar restrictions.
If you are targeted for violence by a militia group, you have sort of won the bad luck lottery, because obviously that would not happen for most people. So it is theoretically possible, but I would not want to raise any alarm bells for the governor or for any of his supporters.
Bukavich says the unexpected politicization of the pandemic has made a serious problem worse, with opposition coming from extremists, but also people in the political mainstream. The Southern Poverty Law Center says there are 32 anti-government movements and 13 militias in Ohio. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.